Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Sharon Porter, and welcome to our Monday motivational call. This is my first time running this, so I hope that all of you will give me some really good participation. But every morning we do, we come together as a team, and I think that is such a huge blessing that we get to do that, to connect and to plug in. We have got to stay connected, and isn't it wonderful that the technology can actually continue to do this, although we've been doing this for so long. But these are our important connections these days. And we talk about business topics, product topics, personal development, and just it's really important to make sure that we're getting our teams here so that we can all connect and plug in and chat. So this morning, a couple of things. Due to everything that is going on in our world, I thought first that it would be wonderful to check in. Just how are you? How are you doing with all this? How is your family? I'd love everyone to check in. We've got enough people on here that we can do that. With everybody participating. And then we are going to move into just kind of building out on the call that was on Saturday with Steve and Jeannie Tuvel. It was a Zoom, not a call. And just building out on some of the things that we were talking about there. It's a wonderful, wonderful conversation with just different asking questions and what are the questions that people have and how do we ask those questions. So that is where we are going to go this morning. I know that you all are keeping in contact with corporate and all the updates that are there and Jennifer and all the events that are happening. So I'll just give a quick plug in for that just to make sure that, you know, you're looking at everything that's happening because it's changing, obviously, on a daily basis. And I don't know about you, but I'm so extremely grateful for Shackley and for this opportunity and for these products. There couldn't be a better place for us to be with better things for this moment. So I'm just extremely grateful for that. So I'm going to open up the call there, and I would love to hear, how are you? How are things going for you and for your families? How is your mindset?
Happy Monday, Shackley family. This is Dorothy. It's in Tampa, Florida, sitting on the patio.
Okay, that's so nice.
I know, it's like I had to just rub that in a little bit, but we are actually doing fabulous. A lot of this is about mindset. It's like, you know, we are told to stay home, but we do not necessarily need to stay in the house. So take a walk, it's like, and move. Make sure, it's like, we are very, very, very thankful to have Shackley in our life. It's like, and back to the call on Saturday morning, I just had this it gave me goosebumps when Steve was talking and he said that Shackley people are very special, that we don't only look at the money signs. It's like we do what we do because we truly, truly care about people. So during this critical time in our lives, it's like we just do need to step up, rise and shine, and step up to the occasion and let people know that we are still out there.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dorothy. Amen.
You're welcome.
It's exactly what we need to do, and we can be a light out there for so many people. So we also would like to share, just how are you doing? How's your family doing? Think of this as family time where we can just share how we are. I would agree. I'll just echo in there for me. I have enjoyed time with my teenagers, and I know that might sound crazy, but I am grateful that I don't have littles because – you know, I was doing the business. I can keep going, but I've made time for both my kiddos, and my middle guy is a senior this year, and so I appreciate just extra time with him. And I have appreciated just an extra call time for the business. That has been a hugely motivated place for me. So those two places, I've really been grateful. Everybody else in the Shackley family here doing fantastic then?
Hi, Sharon.
It's okay,
it's Trista.
Hey, Trista.
Hi. Well, we're down in Florida with little Charlie Boy, our youngest, and we're actually going to start online schooling today, which has been a really big blessing because I had been resisting learning Zoom and forced myself to do it last month, and now I'm able to help some of the teachers and parents get through the Zoom process. So I feel like my business prepared me for something in life that I wouldn't have even thought. I thought that was just kind of a cool thing. we're all doing great and healthy and enjoying sunshine and walks and daily kayak rides. And I've been connecting with a lot of my members and customers. And the big thing I've been doing is sending out basic G samples. I'd ordered some little glass bottles because I'd accidentally ordered an extra bottle of basic G on my auto ship. And I'm like, how can I bless a lot of people with one bottle versus, you know, just giving one bottle to one person? So I've been doing that. Only the kind of bummer thing is my kids never made it down here, so they're stuck up in Illinois, and it's the longest I've ever been away from them. But we do a lot of FaceTiming daily, so that's helped. But it's an interesting time. But, you know, Charlie said, Mom, that's my little guy. He says, you know, this can be a blessing, too. We get to spend more family time and hang out mm-hmm. and do more things together. So I love that he's already seeing even the blessings in hard times.
Oh, that's beautiful. It is. It has been wonderful. And to be able to have that time that so many of us don't take anymore, do we? Like, we've had family dinners every night, and I wish I could tell you that we did that all the time, but with our schedules moving in 4 to 5 different directions, yeah, I absolutely agree with you on that one. I love that he would see that. It'll be a life lesson for him for sure. Anyone else? Just last one, want to kind of check in on how you're doing?
Hi, Sharon. This is Linda Courtney from Indiana with Jay.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. I am one of those people who is an overthinker. And one nice thing about this is it's given me plenty of time to think. So I feel like I'm catching up with the rest of the world these days. I am a big fan of Bob Goff. I don't know if you've heard of him, but one of the things that he, well, great. He says, not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some come to clear your path. And I guess it's really been a time of just reevaluating and cleaning up the corners of our lives and also connecting, having a really valid, good reason to connect with everybody that we care about and our downline. We're doing a lot of the things that have been suggested, just calling everybody and saying, you know, how are you? How's your family? What's going on? You know, are you walking the dog? And it really has made some wonderful connections. So that's the silver lining in my overthinking cloud.
I love it. We do have plenty of time. And so let's just move on into, as we're thinking about that time, when you get up in the morning and check in with your mindset, I don't think that as a Shackley family, we really have as much of trouble with that as many, many people do. But it really is important that as we get up in the morning, we find those things. And I've been getting on social every day, and my mantra has been, find at least 3 things in the morning when you wake up that you are grateful for. End the day with 3 things that you're grateful for, and somewhere in the middle, make sure you're serving, you're giving, because that keeps us motivated. So within the Shackley business, you know, it's also really important that we are blocking our time, that we're being productive with our time. And as you get up in the morning, I don't know if all of you have seen that. It's a little YouTube thing it's been around for a long time, but make your bed. And, like, when you get up in the morning, make your bed. When you start with something productive, your day then ends up more productive because you started in that direction. So just really important to have some of those things in place where you're moving in. And like you said, Trista, I have found that because of my business, I have been on a very successful trajectory because all those things were already set in place and just keeping those moving. So I would just encourage you, as you get up, get that mindset, the productivity started in the day, and then have a focus on where you're going. And on Saturday, the Zoom with Steve and Jeannie Duvall, it was just a fabulous call. So if you have not seen that or listened to it, I would highly recommend that on Team Glocking, you go over there, you listen to it, watch it. Obviously, I think most of us know Jeannie. She's kind of the face of the Duvall organization. I just love her inspiration. It was nice to hear from Steve. He seems to be the rock kind of underneath that. It was just the business. And they were talking about predominantly about asking questions and having those conversations, and it's such a you know, key thing for right now. So what I wanted to throw it out for you guys today was, when you are talking to people, other than obviously like the first thing we're doing right now is, how are you? What's going on? Like we just did. And connecting with them to really find out some of that stuff. What are some other questions that you are asking your people to really gain information and learn information so that you can kind of lead them more into a Shackley conversation, but that conversation is really around serving them and finding out who they are? What are some questions that you guys are asking people?
Sure, and I wrote down...
It's Jay.
I really did take a couple notes, and I thought it was very memorable, and I will try and employ it myself. He often says, if you don't mind me asking, and then just keeps right on going, you know, would you mind if I ask, or something like that. And I like the non-threatening thing, if you don't mind me asking, and then just keep on going.
Yeah, that's really good, because it just kind of disarms people.
Right.
And what would be something that you would follow that up with?
Well, one of the other things I wrote down was one of them said, how do you feel about affording the products? Because that was a little different than what I had thought about before, because as you're asking questions, sometimes you see the points of resistance, and especially in these days, where we're considering the fact that so many people are without work at this point. And that question provides you an opportunity. I think Jeannie then went on to say, you know, possibly adjusting what they might be taking on a regular basis or what you might recommend. And I thought that was a good, just straightforward question. How do you feel about affording the product? And then you know right up front.
I love that question. I wrote that one down too. It was very much so, because that does, if you think about it, oftentimes I'll hear, oh, Vitalizer is too expensive or something like that. Okay, well, what about the Vitalizer would be important to you? What part of the product? And you could break that down into, you know, energizing soy protein and Vital-E. I found that very interesting with listening to Dee Dee Shaw one time, and that's one of those two products she just had been very staple for her, is like an entry point. So thank you. I love that one. Okay, the rest of you, how about, what are some other questions that you get into conversations with people? What are questions that you are asking? I know you're asking questions. And I see some people on the call that I'll call on here.
This is Linda Rica in PA. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Linda.
I've been actually reaching out to a lot of people on Facebook Messenger. It has a lot of blessings and advantages over texting and emailing and things like that. And I got it down to one sentence that I might send them something funny if they're a funny kind of humorous kind of person, or something serious if they're a serious factual data worrying kind of person. I send them something that I think that they would like. And then on the heels of it, once I get some kind of response from that, I might say, so how are you staying safe, comma, sane, comma, and solvent, comma, a question mark. And I begin some interesting responses to that. Some people just give me a very perfunctory answer, and you have to dig a little deeper to get them to come out of their shell. But that's been my door opener question, to just sort of pack them all into one sentence and use a little alliteration. And it's opened the door to some very good and long conversations. And sometimes I've seen, you know, how can I help you? I appreciated the Tuvel's presentation very much, and their unusual direct style I like. And so I would pick up on whichever one of those three they seem to be responding most to. And sometimes just saying, how can I help you? I think Steve said that. You know, is there some way? It's been said by other people, how can I help you best at this time? You know, positioning ourselves as helpers, as people who have knowledge and have resources and have a desire to help. And I ended up coaching someone on how to use Zoom last night. But as a result, we ended up having a wonderful Zoom conversation, and I was able to just show him how to screen share, and I showed him my Shackley website. So he learned something about my company and me that he didn't know about before, just because I was in the process of helping him learning how to use Zoom so he could get on his church's Zoom. So we can...
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, no, thank you. That's fine. I was going to say, you can be an instant expert on Zoom because on their their international website, they have a special little thing you can click on that lists like a bunch of quick videos on how to learn Zoom. So if you just watch those yourself, you can become the instant expert that helps other people get through the hurdle of learning how to use it if they don't already. So just a thought.
I love it, and I really appreciate you sharing that, because how we add value into people's lives right now is so very important. I was watching something by Brendan Burchard, a performance coach, and just he was talking about he'll go into networking events, and he makes connections for people. He connects to other people, doesn't even necessarily talk about himself. And when we are helping other people and making those kind of connections and showing them there's those things, whether it ends up being Shackley or not, but that was brilliant to pull your stuff in, right? Then they know that we're adding that value and they'll come back in again. So it's so important that we think about who are they and what's important to them, and are we adding value into their lives for who they are and what they need? All right, so
yes,
the rest of you, as we just keep going, okay, let's do this one more, and then I'll move on to something else. But with the questions, are there other, after you get past that, how are you? Think about the business questions or the leading for the business questions when people, how many. I know this is huge for Roger right now, which I just love his leadership in this, that there are so many where income is an issue right now. How are you getting into those conversations for the income and the business? Teresa Speakett, may I call on you? Are you muted?
Sharon, I'm here. Can you clarify the question again? I'm sorry, I just popped in late.
Oh, that's fine. How are you getting into business conversations? We're talking about just asking questions. So on the Saturday Zoom with the two bells, and they were talking, that's what we're talking about right now, just asking seven questions before... you know, like just to lead in. So what kind of questions are we asking people? And then I just asked specifically, how are you getting into business conversations? What are the questions that you're asking for that?
Absolutely. So I'm doing things like, first I'm calling customers and I'm getting in one-on-one conversations and I'm asking them, you know, how are things going? And then the way that I would move that into a business conversation is, are you working from home? Are you still going into the office? Are you an essential employee? So then I get an idea, and then at that point they start to explain that they're happy with their company. They're unhappy with the way their company is behaving through this time period right now. Maybe some people feel that they should be at home, and they're not. And then they start to discuss, you know, what's happening in their industry. So I start asking some more questions, and then they will eventually tell me whether they're open. At least I've been able to get them right now at this point because people are very open to discussing what's going on with them. Then I'm getting in conversations about, you know, what would they change financially if they could? Do they need more money right now? Do they want to change careers at some point? And do they want more security by getting a plan B? And so that's how I can get into Shackley. So that's how it's been working for me.
I love that. I'm so glad I asked you that. I'm writing all that down as you're speaking because it's such a natural conversation. How about the rest of you? What are your thoughts on that, or what are other ways that you are getting into business conversations?
Could you repeat the thing she just said?
Sure, if I got it all. If I didn't, Teresa, you can follow up.
Great.
Okay.
So what would you change if you could, and the other thing?
What would they change financially if they could? Go ahead.
Right, yeah. Right. What would they change financially? I'm finding that a lot of people are giving quite a bit of information. You know, first I'm just calling to find out how they're doing, right? We're going to talk about the emotion behind that. You know, there's a lot of different places that people are at, whether they have a job or they don't have a job. And then that's when I start asking questions about what they would want to change, you know, or they'll tell you right away. You know, my next question generally is, are you able to work from home? Are you still having to go into the office or wherever you work? Or are you a employee that has been approved to work right now? Right, because they're an essential service employee, and how do you feel about that right now? Right, and it just depends. Yeah. You know, doctors and nurses, of course, that is what they've chosen. Maybe if they're in a field, they never thought they would be in this position where they're an essential employee, and they're risking their life right now going into jobs, right? And they never viewed that way. And so how do you feel about that? Are you okay with that? You know, I'm just having conversations to get it out, let people have a place to vent. And then normally it could go right into, you know, or I know I might, my hours are being cut, or we only are going to be working for the next 6 weeks, or I'm financially fine and I'm happy. I'm glad I'm doing what I'm doing. You have those conversations too, right?
Right.
So I'm not sure if I answered that, but then even if they said everything's great, I'm happy, I'm good, thanks for checking in with me, Teresa, then what I also say is, hey, by the way, you're probably going to run into some people over the next few weeks that aren't doing well. Please think of me. I'd be glad to help them. You know, this might be an income for them that could fill in the gaps over the next few weeks or permanently. I don't know. But if you hear of somebody in need financially, please remember me and send them my way because I'll be glad to help them if I can.
Thank you, Teresa. That is just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And it's so nice to be able to connect with people on that level personally. And I know you enjoy that just as much as I do. It's amazing to be able to get into these conversations. And I have to say that this season, I've been moving more and more into leading with the business. It's been a definitely huge personal journey for me. And I'm really grateful for this season where, like you're saying, Teresa, all those are just they're wonderful questions that are really asking at the heart of who people are and how they feel and what they're doing and allowing just some space to be able to talk and get to hear where they are and hear what's going on. And for those of us really long, you know, looking to grow our businesses, that conversation is not a hard one to have if there have ever been times that you have had a hard time having business conversations. And I think for me, that has been my hardest part. And I know I get in my own way all the time because I'll end up overthinking things. I'm wondering how they're going to receive me, if they're going to reject me. I mean, you guys know all this stuff that gets in the way. So I want to end here. We have a few more minutes. Just around that conversation about do you find it hard to ask questions? Are any of you in that space where you find it hard to ask questions? And if you do, why? Because I know it is very easy to get into it, and especially it has been so much for me. I know I'm moving out of it, but it's so fun to ask these questions to get into conversations. It's been so easy to, like Jennifer will say, right, that verbal vomit of Shackley, and you want to share all this good stuff. How are you making sure you're putting a zipper on your lips and really listening? So is that hard for any of you? Is it hard to ask questions? Do you find yourself getting in your way at all?
Mm-hmm.
Like Jennifer says, I'm good with silence too. I lead plenty of groups.
Yeah.
So everybody's good with asking questions. You find that an easy space to be. You don't have any trouble being quiet and not over talking. You're elbowing everybody beside you on that one, right?
Yeah.
Everybody must be doing amazing on question asking.
I know, right? Although we have watched
probably everybody does everything.
What? Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, probably everybody feels all this some of the time, but it's, you know, an open forum and people are like, I don't want to say that.
I will readily admit it, my friends. It has been a journey for me to learn how to zip it and to just sit and ask the questions. But honestly, this has just been part of where I have been recently and just some of the coaching that I've been doing is that the more I'm asking questions and listening to people, the more congruent it is with my heart and with who I am. Because that's really what I want to do, and I think that that's very true for most of you as well. I'll speak for you. That's what we want to do. At the heart of it, we want to serve and we want to know people. And that's often why we get caught in verbally vomiting, because we're so excited about what we have and we know that what we have is going to bless people. But a phrase that I heard a long time ago, that unsolicited advice is often received as criticism. And how often in life we tend to do that, where we'll give stuff, even if it's good, but they really aren't ready for it or they don't want it, and then they just don't receive it. So how can we make sure that the ears that our stuff is falling on are ears that are ready to hear what we have? And that just goes back to the question. So does anybody have anything else here? We have a couple minutes. We can wrap up. But anybody else have anything to say on just the questions that you're asking, the things that you are doing right now where you are seeing results as of, you know, because of asking questions in the season that we're in, any of that?
Can I just add, first off, one tip is I would definitely set up Zoom meetings with individuals. And these do not have to be about Shapley. So people are so open right now to having a virtual coffee. I don't drink wine, but I know a lot of people are doing virtual wine little happy hours with people where they'll both have a glass of wine. I do tea meetings. And so just friends that you have relationships with, set up times to book Zooms with them. Do 40 minutes. If you don't have a free Zoom account, you can do that. It's a great way just to connect where you can see someone and just start asking them how they're doing. And instead of doing this on a phone call, you can do a Zoom where people can see you, or phone calls. But people are so open to that connection right now because they don't have it. You know, they're only seeing their family right now, or they're not getting out, obviously, just for the grocery store. And so take advantage of that. That's your way to help people. And if you really come, like Sharon's mentioning, with the idea that you're here to help people, you want to really connect them to whatever they need right now, whether that's Shapley, if that fills that void for them or is that helpful for them, perfect. But you have to get in front of them to talk to them to just even see how you can help people right now. And it may just be a simple conversation that may be all they need.
Amen. Thank you, Teresa. And I will just, you know, as we were talking about today, just get out there. I love Trisha, just that idea of getting the samples and glass bottles of the basic G. And like Teresa's saying, guys, go out there and do what you know to do as you bless people. You know, give samples, give your love, be on those Zoom calls, be on the phone calls. Make sure you're making those personal connections. It's such a perfect time to do that. And just continue to be the light that you are. And I'm just so grateful for this Shapley family and that we get to come together and to plug in and to encourage each other. So I just hope that you guys have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Shapley week, like Jennifer would say, and go out there and bless all the people that you possibly can. Thank you.
Thanks. It was great. Thanks for all your good ideas.
Thank you. You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
Have a great day.